get right into the thick of things here as well. Talk volleyball. Lady Beaver volleyball team had their first match in 10 days on Tuesday night at home. They had their home opener against the Ulysses Lady Tigers as a best-of-five series, and the Lady Beavers were able to sweep the match in three sets. We're going to talk to a couple of the seniors here. We're going to start off with senior Allie Patton joining us here first and foremost. And how are you doing this evening, Allie?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, I know it was a long layoff in between the Hayes tournament and duel last night, but how fun was it to get back on the court and also back at home for the first time this year?
It was really fun. I was kind of nervous at first because we haven't played in a while, but I feel like we did a pretty good job. We had a lot of energy, and it was a really fun atmosphere.
Yeah, and I know right off the bat it was kind of slow in that first set for you guys, but you guys had a huge run in that middle late first set there, and it was kind of you guys were able to control the match the rest of the night, and a little bit of a different lineup. And what did you like from that maybe last night?
I like our other one better, I think, but I think we did a good job with switching it up.
Yeah, and it was weird not to see a libero for you guys, but you had a big contribution. You had a couple aces there last night, and you get the serving rotation also rotated normally set by set there, but how did you feel like you played overall?
I feel like I did pretty good. My serves are good.
Yeah. What's probably the strength of your game so far this year?
Probably serving.
Yeah. Yeah, you've had a few aces already here, and you're the primary setter. And every time you go up to get ready to set after the pass to you, is it tough to try to say, I want to get the perfect set, but I want to make sure to get a good set, right?
Yeah.
What's the goal that you have here throughout this year?
Just getting most of my sets, perfect and getting all my serves over.
And you've been kind of one of those utility players. You're all over there, and you're an outside hitter a little bit at times and setter. And does that kind of make things pretty fun for volleyball?
Yeah, I pretty much do everything, and it's really fun.
All right. Well, tomorrow two matches there, Hill City and Hoxie. You're back on the road there, and that's an opportunity to get a couple good matches in.
Yep.
All right. Well, you've had a good start to the year. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up, Allie.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Allie Patton joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, our coach's show. And go from Allie to Peyton. And she had a pretty good match again last night as well. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing good, thank you. Well, you've already made it eight matches through your senior year. What's it been like for you so far?
It's definitely a big adjustment going from JV to varsity this year, but I've definitely enjoyed being able to play with the other seniors here and getting to get that chemistry going.
Yeah, you guys have played together for a long time, and does it feel like kind of old times in a way again, coming back, the reunion? Or
it definitely does. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys have had a really good run so far, and what's probably been your favorite part of this year so far?
Definitely the Hayes tournament, because I feel like there was a couple games that we did so good, and our energy and the atmosphere there and the chemistry was all mixing together as one.
You pretty dominant there on the outside hitting there last night and at times throughout this year. What's been kind of the thing that's helped you out with your outside hitting?
I think definitely the coaching from Lauren. I've had her since seventh grade and up, and she's always been so consistent with always telling me where I should go hit and what's open, and she's just definitely been a big help.
Hey, you mentioned that. You've had her every year, haven't you?
Every year except eighth grade.
Okay, except eighth grade. Okay, well, that's something you don't see very often. But, atmosphere last night, that had to have been pretty fun there with the student section right behind you.
They were awesome. It was so fun seeing all of our friends and the students come and support us.
Yeah, it got pretty loud there at times, which is pretty cool.
Very.
What would you like to see, not only from yourself, but also for the team as you move forward here through the season?
Definitely just keep working on talking throughout the game and our chemistry. Just keep bonding and just keep going up.
All right. Well, it is senior Peyton Goodman joining us here. And thanks again, as always. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Senior Peyton Goodman joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware here. And now we're going to bring up our next guest on our show, and it'll be assistant coach Marcy Patton. And I believe this might be the first time you've been on the radio as a coach.
Yes, I think it is.
Well, all right. Well, welcome.
Welcome. Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you have been an assistant here for a couple years here, back-to-back years. I know you've been an assistant before, but This is a fun team. You guys have had a lot of chemistry so far. And what have you seen maybe as a coach through the 8 varsity matches and a lot of the JV and C team as well?
I just see our girls getting better. One of the things that we have been really working on is our mental toughness and our chemistry. And the varsity girls have come a long way with that. Mm-hmm. And that is a focus this year. So we are just working hard in that area.
You mentioned the mental toughness. I've noticed that in quite a few of your matches there this year here. Do you feel like that's really they're setting an example and you're seeing that maybe trickle down to the JV and to the C team?
Well, that is the idea. Yeah. Yes, we for sure would like that to happen. Our girls that are playing the varsity are a very good example on all that, on every aspect of the game. So.
Well, you guys have had a fun start last night. Took the varsity and JV. Came close on the C team, but great efforts there last night. And, you know, coming up against Ulysses, I know they've been a team that's struggled a little bit at times this year, but I think you had to be pretty good, excited about how the varsity kind of came out after a little bit of a slow start and took care of business, especially in the third.
That's right. The slow start was a little nerve-wracking, but I think that's what it was, nerves for them. And once they got going, they did very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, just the balance this year across this team, it could be anybody's night there, inside, outside, and I think that poses a big threat to a lot of teams.
Yeah, I do believe we're a big threat because these girls can play just about anywhere we put them.
Absolutely, and you know, last night the atmosphere, I think, as a coach, that would be pretty exciting as well. Did that get your adrenaline flowing a little bit?
Oh, for sure. The student section was great, and the parents were great, and it was a lot of fun to have everybody back somewhat to normal to have us there.
It's been pretty nice and very welcome again here. And I know tomorrow you get busy again here. You get make a road trip to Hill City. You face Hill City and Hoxie up there. And what are some things maybe you guys are looking to do to improve upon this young season?
Well, we're just going to hopefully get two more wins tomorrow night. They'll both be tough. We tell the girls that every game they have to play it like they are – expected to win, but they need to play hard, and just hope to come away with a couple more wins and just keep getting better and building on our game.
And then Saturday get pretty busy as well, kind of a split with the JV and C teams. Get the JV tournament at home and C team, I believe, at Dodge?
Yes, we go to Dodge. Yep.
Okay, yeah.
And so, we didn't get to go there last year due to COVID, so it's kind of exciting to be able to take a team back to Dodge. So
it's good and get a lot of matches in for the youngsters here.
Yes.
And keep working hard here. Well, your debut was a pretty good one here,
well,
Coach.
Well, hey, thanks.
Yeah, thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you guys. Enjoy your time there at Hill City tomorrow and then also the tournaments on Saturday.
All right, thanks, Adam.